Let me welcome to the show Marianne herself, Dawn Wells. Dawn, how are you? It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you again. I talked to you before. I was just listening to your weather report. We ought to all get on the SS Minnow and get out of Chicago.
Yeah.
there.
Yeah, but that SS Minnow might be a three-hour tour that in Chicago would turn into a two-day fiasco, because that seems like what's coming up.
Kind of like Antarctica, isn't it? I mean, it's really something.
Well, I have a feeling you're in warmer temperatures right now. Am I right, Dawn?
75 L.A.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll come see you. You don't have to come see us, at least these days. Hey, congratulations on the 50th anniversary of Gilligan's Island coming up. Of course, the problem is when you start doing the math on age, it means you're 52.
That's right. I was just a baby. Backwards for the last 20 years.
I got it. You know, I have to ask you, I mean, this, would you have ever, you know, when this show came on, it was kind of a goofy show at the time. Sherwood Schwartz produced so many of those classic TV comedies at the time. But did you ever think, if you thought ahead 50 years, did you ever think you'd be still sort of living this character and living that show so many years after?
No, and you know, I think everybody made fun of us. All the press thought it was the stupidest thing ever. CBS wasn't even sure on the air, but their rating with the audience reaction was incredible. But you know, now that it's passed, this length of time has passed, it is what the world is today. It's seven misfits trying to get along. We are now millions of countries trying to get along, and it's the basic, I'm doing a book, and it's the basic kind of morality between us all. It yep. isn't just a goofy sitcom. It is, but we are in 30 languages all over the world. We have never been off the air since 1964. So every new crop of kids gets sort of a lesson in kindness and no bullying. I mean, Gilligan, for crying out loud, is the reason we were on that island. Did we ever?
Right. And by the way,
every day.
of the original cast, am I right? It is just you and Ginger, Tina Louise, and Russell Johnson, who played the professor. You're the only surviving cast members, right?
That's right. Bobby was the last, and he died quite young.
And I know Russell, you were.
I think is in his late 80s. He fought in World War II. He was a navigator, got a Purple Heart.
Bob Denver.
And Ginger and I are close in age. I think she's a little bit older, but not much. And she's in New York. I'm in Los Angeles, and Russell's on an island up off of Washington. So we're all spread out.
Oh, he never realized the show ended. He's still on the island.
He's still trying to get off that island.
I love it. And of course, we've got people online. They want to talk to you. But just I want to chat with you a little bit about, reminiscing back. You know, there was always, of course, a very great challenge. Even today, people can buy T-shirts, actually from your website, too. Sort of the Ginger or Marianne question. Why was that a question? Because you were wholesome and she was the seductress? What was that all about?
Well, I think he was trying to put I think you could have one character that would be both. But I think he was taking kind of the classical sex symbol, movie star, glamour, and the down-to-earth, realistic. I think Marianne really was the moral compass of the island, when
yeah.
you stop and think about it. When you watch it, you know, she really kind of tried to keep everything and moving along, kind of. And that's what my book's kind of about. It's interesting, because I've gotten a lot of things on my Facebook. It's facebook.com/ The Real Marianne, and people are now writing, and it's interesting because I'm doing a book, and it's interesting to see I'm taking bits and pieces of what fans are saying, and that, you know, it's the people in their 40s that grew up with me now, and now since it's on Me Channel, now it's starting over.
That we see it all the time. By the way, the book that you're referencing is coming out this year. It's called Marianne's Good Girl's Guide to Life. Am I right about that?
Right.
And so of course, not Marianne's Bad Girl's Guide to Life, but the Good Girl's Guide to Life, because you're a good girl.
I'm a good girl. And good girls first.
Not your first book, by the way, because I actually have, this came out quite a while ago, but I remember the Gilligan's Island, the cookbook that you wrote.
I think some of my 50th recipes, because I'm a really good cook. I was on Chopped not very long ago. I didn't win. I was very disappointed. But
yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. But it's, you know, I'm so blessed. I am so fortunate. I am still working. I've never stopped. I love what I do. I don't have children. I've lost my mother. And I'm not going to sit home and play bridge all the time. So I've got a couple projects in the work, got a documentary in the work, and it's very exciting. I'm going to do Steel Magnolias in March.
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, and you, of course, I know you've been in Love, Loss. In fact, I think I saw you in Love, Loss and What I Wore.
Yes.
So you've been very active. I want to talk about that. Oh, by the way, do you cook a lot with coconut? I have to ask.
No.
Okay. Well, you live with
coconuts. They're just awfully hard to crack.
Okay. My Lord, you live with coconuts enough years. Let's go to the phones. We're talking with Dawn Wells. She was Marianne on Gilligan's Island. If you want to chat with Dawn, 312-981-7200. Talk about reliving your youth, as we're all reliving our youth. We've got Dennis online. Hey, Dennis.
Yeah, I had a question. How often were you guys on a real island shooting?
Actually, we were never on a real island shooting. The pilot was made on Kauai. And the pilot was done the year Kennedy was assassinated. And there were three replacements. So Ginger, Marianne, and the professor were replacements. And they built a soundstage at CBS Radford. And we tried to film at Malibu a couple of times. I think we did one or two episodes, but it got foggy at 3 o'clock. So CBS built a big lagoon right in the soundstage, right next to the soundstage. And as a matter of fact, about 3 years ago, they cemented it over, and now it's a parking lot. So we never got. So we were picked up, and we were going on Hawaii to film for the next season, and we were canceled while we were on vacation.
Oh, that's a bummer. Thanks, Dennis. And actually, you know, I remember touring the movie studios as many years ago, and they pointed to this sort of empty area, and they said, "That's the lagoon. That's Gilligan's Island," right on set. But am I also right, Dawn, that at least for the opening credits, there's a little area. I thought it was on Oahu in Hawaii, next to what's now the Prince Hotel. There's an area of boats, and I was told that's actually where the opening credits were shot.
I think the opening credits were really shot at Pearl Harbor. Coming out of the Pearl Harbor port, yeah.
Oh, really?
On the island of Oahu.
Oh, okay.
The boat is taking off, but I think that's Pearl Harbor in the background.
Okay. Now, you know, people think, you know, you are Marianne and you got cast, but actually, this role was not handed to you on a silver platter. Am I right that I know Pat Priest, who ended up as Marilyn Munster, she went for the role, and is it true Raquel Welch was considered?
Yes, it just breaks my heart to even talk about it.
Well, I would think Raquel Welch, with all due respect, you'd think she might want the Ginger role if she was going to be doing something in this show. Am I right or wrong?
Well, and I don't think that BC that with her in that wonderful fur bathing suit, I don't think that was out yet. I don't think you really knew she was a sex symbol that she could become. But I tested with about 350 girls. It was everything. I mean, Pat and I, we were testing for all the characters just about. I mean, yeah. They only tested me for Marianne. But they didn't give it to me right away. I mean, I tested for a week. And Monday through Thursday afternoon, Raquel came in to audition and went, well, that's the end of that. I'm not going to get that.
Poor, she was busy doing 1 Million Years BC or whatever that movie was when I was a kid so many years ago. Now, you were Miss Nevada, right? Actually, Nevada. You were Miss Nevada, if we say it properly, and represented them in Miss America? Who knew?
America pageant, yeah. I keep saying that's no big deal, you know. There are probably only three girls in the state of Nevada. To compete in California, you're probably competing with 150. It was just Reno and Las Vegas at that time. And the only reason they asked me to run, the Seroptimus Club said we'd like to sponsor you, and I was a theater major, and I thought, well, let me see if I can get in front of all these people and do a dramatic scene. Let me see if I'm too embarrassed. But I was, you know, I was tiny. I was the shortest one. I mean, I really didn't think I had a chance of winning, but it was a great experience. And the Miss America pageant gave tremendous college scholarships. It wasn't like Miss USA where it's just beauty. It really, there was talent and scholarships involved, and it was different. I don't know how it's doing now. I think they've come back to Atlantic City, I think.
Yeah, you may be right. I didn't follow that myself. Now, by the way, did they ask you what you'd want in the world, and you called for world peace?
No, I don't remember what they asked me. I remember having an audition or sitting having an interview with one of the judges. The judges would move from table to table, and there'd be about five or six girls at each table. Uh-huh. And I remember sitting, Mitch Miller was one of the judges.
Oh, God,
and he's
yes.
talking about manners and elegance and so on. And he's got a goatee, and he's got scrambled eggs in his goatee through this entire conversation. And I'm sitting here thinking, and you're telling us how to have manners now.
I love it. Having a great conversation with Dawn Wells, who played Marianne on the line. Now, by the way, Dawn, I've got several callers for you, but somebody just called in and asked this question. But with your permission, I want to answer it for you to show you how much I love the show and know the trivia, okay?
Okay.
And the question was, what was the professor's name? Not Russell Johnson. Well, what was his name? Now, I have no resources in front of me, so this is my memory, loving the show. His name, only said in the first episode, Roy Hinckley, right?
Yes, good for you.
And
you should have had a bet on that one.
And your last name, it was Marianne Summers.
Yep. The hard one is the skipper.
And Jonas Grigsby.
Grumby.
Oh, Grumby.
G-R-U-M-B-Y.
Jonas Grumby. I was close.
You were.
And that's Gilligan, actually, we never did get a last name for Gilligan.
No, and there's a debate about that. I really don't think he ever had another name. I think Sherwood just did that on purpose. They always trying to say it was Willie Gilligan and all of that.
Yeah.
I don't think, I think that was the point. Every once in a while, you go through a phone book, and there's several Gilligans. I always feel so sorry.
Yeah, you want to call it and talk to him. I love it. Hey, let's go to the phones. David wants to talk to you. Hey, David, you're on with Dawn Wells.
Hi, David.
Hi, Paul. Happy New Year to you. Dawn, it's what a thrill. Dawn, just so you know, I'm 58 years old, so I grew up with all this. And having grown up with Dobie Gillis, you know, it just was a great thing. I have a trivia question I've always wanted to ask you. The first year you were on, the credits ended with the movie star and the rest are here. And you and Russell were not in the credits.
That's
why? And then you...
bad, but
yeah,
I can tell you why.
Yeah, you got in the second year, thank goodness. Yeah.
And it's very interesting. It's because we were testing, as I had said a little bit earlier, with all these people. And Ginger was cast in New York, and she was cast first. And before the Professor Marianne, no reason, it's just that it happened that way. And her agent said she is in fifth position, billing, and nobody after her. So by the time Russell and I got the roles, our agent's hands were tied. We could only come afterward. And the rest. Russell and I still send each other cards, love and the rest. However, the first year, said he took the credit. John Rich, the director, said he took the credit. And Sherwood said he took the credit, but they pushed it up since there were only seven people on an island. They gave us the credit. I don't know whether they had to pay her to do that. I would say yes.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
Why not? That was her agreement. But
yeah.
I don't know.
Thanks.
And it's kind of fun because it causes kind of controversy, which is kind of fun, too.
Yeah, thanks, David. And by the way, that was a great line, the Professor and Marianne. It rhymed anyway. And by the way, Natalie Schaefer, am I right? I always heard she had never been truthful about her age, and she was much older than people thought. I think she died at 93 or 94.
I was just shocked. And I used to say, Natalie, how do you get away with that on a passport? And we had the same doctor at one point. And I said, Ed, how old is she? Old on old. No. I mean, how old is she? Old on old. I never knew. And then I think she was born in 1900.
Wow.
I just, not long ago in print.
She could still be around. She'd only be 114 now.
That's right. She'd
yeah.
be fun.
All right. We've got Bob on the phone. Bob, you've got an interesting question, I think.
Yes, and I'm surprised you don't know the answer. I'm a big Gilligan's Island freak, and I can't believe I'm actually speaking to one of the crushes of my life of all time.
Glad to hear that.
But my question is, what was the big deal with not being allowed to show your belly button?
Censors. Oh, you don't know. Maybe the censors were just coming, not quite so strict at your age, you know, when you grew up. But, I mean, you had twin beds. There was no such thing as anybody sleeping in the same bed. You couldn't show, I think, cleavage for just a few seconds or not. And that was considered very risque. Bare midriff was.
Well,
I mean, I was the first short shorts.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. And by the way, I had never thought about that tied to you, though I guess it's true. It was always a huge story when it came to Barbara Eden in the Genie role. She was not allowed to show her belly button.
No, Barbara and I were both filming at the same time. Right. I had to design the shorts. I still have them, as a matter of fact. They come up a little bit and then go down on the sides just enough to – it's a cute story because Sherwood always would say – oh, my day went just fine. Between Dawn's navel and Ginger's cleavage, I was on the set six times. You're only allowed to show it for 30 seconds or 2 minutes or whatever. And they'd call and say, is this too risque? Have we gone overboard?
Can you imagine?
And now look what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Now the question is, are you even wearing shorts? Forget about it.
Are you dressed at all?
Now, you said you still have these shorts, but I thought that your original shorts blouse went up for auction years ago, didn't it?
Keep saying that. The gentlemen that were having that auction, they were making the pilot film to see if they could sell the idea.
Right.
They asked me if I would just participate for the pilot. I just participated, but they're not for sale. They will be because I have no family. So I don't have anybody to leave it to, but I thought it'd be kind of fun to wait till the 50th anniversary. I hold them up anyway. Cannot believe who could get in those little things.
I'll send them to your good friend Paul in Chicago. We'll make sure they get seen. And by the way, I believe they are talking about a movie, a Gilligan's Island movie being made this year. Have you heard about it? Are you involved with it?
They just announced about a week ago, Warner Brothers has purchased it, and they're going to release it, I guess, probably January 2015. And they're talking, you know, everybody has a fantasy cast. I would really love to do some kind of a cameo in it. I don't know what, but I think it'd be kind of fun. When they were going to do it before, I had talked to the writers, and I said, you ought to have this tattered piece of gingham that's rotting.
Hanging from the boat, hanging from the mast of the boat.
With her hair sticking straight out, no teeth, eating coconuts.
That's just great. Yeah, now, you know, they did a movie with the Brady Bunch, different cast. They pulled that off, cameos by some of the surviving members. Do you think a different cast? I mean, to me, Gilligan's Island, you know, it is you guys. Do you think you can, you know, really cast somebody else in those roles and pull it off?
I think it's very hard. I think it'll be very hard unless you take a new approach on it rather than trying to copy.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I mean, they did that dreadful reality show that was so awful.
Right. You also, I know you had you were close with Bob Denver, right? And, of course, he had illegal trouble over pot and whatever. But, you know, I think that kind of tarnished an image that wasn't really deserved. Talk a little bit about Bob.
Well, he really was probably one of the, because of Maynard, too, with that beatnik reputation, you know, that started some of that.
Sure, from W. Gillis.
Kindness, the most incredible way ahead of his time on fertilizers and pesticides and the ocean and all of that. Very, very ahead of his time where that was, and incredible with kids. He'd come in sometimes. I'd say, Bobby, you look so tired. Well, we had to build a spider farm last night. We had to name all the spiders, and I didn't go to bed till 3. As a matter of fact, I connected with his son, who is now makes special effects. He's working with David Copperfield and doing all kinds of wonderful things.
Oh, wow.
I think he sells bees. And I've just discovered Alan Hale, the skipper's granddaughter, and I just spent New Year's Eve with her. She's doing stand-up. So it's
my.
The generations just kind of going on.
And still working. And of course, Jim Backus, known as Mr. Magoo as well, so well known. Was he fun? I mean, you know, these were some big names back then on the set. Fun to work with?
Very fun to work with. He was very much, he shared his comedy, which is unusual. You know, most comedians kind of keep it quiet, but he'd say, if you take this word out, you'll get a bigger laugh, or put a K on this word, it makes you get funny. And it's a cute story because Natalie would say, he's just doing all this ad-libbing when he walks off stage, and he's upstaging me. So Jim said, well, come on, Natalie, I'll show you how. So then after the episodes after that, you watch them. They're both trying to outdo each other as they walk off the set. He told me, and I don't know whether it's true, some listener might have it, the original Mr. Magoo tapes.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I haven't seen them.
I don't know. If somebody's got them, call in and let us know.
The original Mr. Magoo, when you see Mr. Magoo going off stage, I'm saying every dirty word you ever heard.
Oh, I love it. Well, check YouTube.
I don't know whether it's true because I've never seen one.
Probably on YouTube. Well, it was what a pleasure to have you, Dawn, on the show. Your website is dawn-wells.com. Dawn-wells.com. You can get autographed.
Dawnwells.com is my website, and my Facebook is facebook.com/therealMarianne, and you can talk to me that way. I keep up with where I'm going. I tell people where I'm going. I'm learning to do this. I'm becoming into the tech world. So
yeah, and we all are. The book coming out is Marianne's Good Girl's Guide to Life. Again, be in touch with Dawn. She responds to you. What a pleasure to talk to you. It's just I wish you a wonderful new year ahead and lots of fun stuff ahead for Dawn Wells. Thank you. Appreciate it, Dawn.
Glad to talk to you again. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.